All right, back at the ballpark, we move to the top of the seventh inning. Rockets lead it 4-2. This is Kendall, Thomas, and Preston batting here in the top of the seventh. Kendall's been on base twice today. Hitting from the left side, swings and fouls one out of play. I tell you, I think this kid's seeing the ball good as she hit a solid single to right on a changeup back in the fourth.
She's a good
and then
one.
Walked back in the second and scored a run. That was a big moment in this game in the second inning.
She's a good player, Jim.
Here's the 0-1, the pitch. That's up high. One ball, one strike. Look, I want to ask you a question.
Yep.
Look who's in the on-deck circle, Coach Glenn Cook. Look who's in the on-deck circle. That's Amelia Thomas over there. One ball, one strike to Kendall. The pitch, that's up high, 2-1. I think Khan knows what's up. She's like, man, got to get that pitch over. Thomas is on deck. Here's the 2-1. That was well out of the strike zone.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the 2-1, the pitch. Swung on and hit. Just foul as the third base umpire was dancing out of the way. He was worrying about not getting hit by the ball. As it's two balls, two strikes. Sometimes that mentality of the pitcher when you look to the on-deck circle, that can bother you.
You don't think that's all she's not even thinking. She's thinking about what's on deck, I'll guarantee you.
Here's the 2-2 to Kendall. Swings and misses at a rise ball. That's strikeout number three.
That's a great pitch.
And here's Amelia Thomas. Thomas will stand in. They have, in the seventh, 1, 2, and 3 due up.
Top of the order. It wouldn't hurt here to have Amelia make it 5-2, right?
Yeah, I know. Here's Thomas today. 1-for-2 with a walk and a double and an RBI. Swing and a fly ball into left center. Back goes the center fielder, put it away. And the ball is kind of blowing out towards right. And they fueled it good over there, as that was a great jump by their center fielder, Landis. And this sophomore makes the routine play, and there are two down. And that'll bring up Grace Preston.
Yeah, he's in a slump.
Yes,
1-for-3. What the heck?
And that ball was scorched pretty good, but Adder played perfectly toward the alley in left center. Here's Preston. Preston stands up in the box and takes the strike, 0-1.
Good take. That was down and away. That was a good pitch by the pitcher. That's a good one to lay off of.
All right, Preston. Digs back in. Two away here in the top of the seventh. Rockets lead it. That pitch missing high. One ball, one strike. Again, they have the top of the order due up in the bottom of the seventh with the state title on the line. Here's the 1-1.
Come inside to her.
The pitch. That misses high, 2-1.
Grace likes the ball up and in.
The 2-1 delivery forthcoming for Preston, batting with two outs, nobody on in the top of the seventh.
See how far off the plate she is. Throw it up and in.
The pitch swung on and popped a mile high, but this will be over the screen and out of play. And it's two balls, two strikes.
She wants the ball in her half.
Two balls, two strikes. Preston set to dig in. The pitch. Swing and a fly ball into left center. Back goes the center fielder. It is gone! A home run for Preston with two out in the seventh, and the Rockets have a three-run lead. Preston goes deep, and the Rockets lead by three with the state championship on the line. Went the other way with that delivery, and it's 5-2.
Yep.
And here's Katie Garrett.
That was nice.
Homers, Rockets with a three-run lead. Now just worrying about outs 19, 20, and 21. Garrett digs in. That's a big run there, though. 5-2.
Yep.
5-2 is the Rocket lead. Home run by Preston. RBI today also go to Amelia Thomas and three by Bislin. Here is Katie Sue Garrett. Takes a strike, 0-1. Boy, a lot of kids on this roster, Coach Cook. You can talk about bats, plays in the field. You talk about it's roster, roster, roster. Man, yeah. A lot of great contributions in the postseason. The 0-1 The pitch to Garrett. Swings. Lines one into right. Right at the right fielder. Slicing liner. Caught by Curran. All right. To the bottom of the seventh we go in East Peoria. Rockets lead at 5-2 on WMJ and WMJ.com.
Farmers, you can depend on Big River Resources in Edgington, Aledo, and Joy. They offer bids for soybeans and corn delivered to their facilities. They also offer on-the-farm pickup, forward contracting, and hedge tool arrives. Plus, they buy beans and corn all year long. Their website, BigRiverBids.com, has lots of information. You can even access cash bids and make offers. Farmers, depend on Big River Resources in Edgington, Aledo, and Joy.
At a time of personal loss, we each express our feeling in our own way. Whelan Presley Funeral Homes and Crematory recognize that no one service is right for everyone. That's why we offer various options for the most appropriate service, the most fitting farewell, and personalized attention to detail. Whelan Presley Funeral Homes and Crematory, Rock Island, Milan, Reynolds, and the Knox Chapel.
All right. Everybody back in Illinois City and Andalusia, right? Edgington, Taylor Ridge, Reynolds, Buffalo Prairie.
Rural Milan.
Rural Milan. All right.
Even
three out
rural
four.
Rock Island.
That's right. All right. Rockets up 5-2 bottom of the seventh. Preston has set down officially 11 in a row. She set down. Here's the pitch. Swung
what
on, hit,
completed,
Rish. In, over, and out. One pitch, one out. Landis retire their leadoff batter. Drish, the old pro at third. One away, folks. One away with the state championship on the line. Rockets lead it 5-2. Here is Margaret Landis. A double, scored a run in the first. Grounded out to short. Grounded out to third. On a nice play by Drish back in the fourth. Here's the pitch to Landis. Swing and a foul out of play. Who's grunting out there, man? Who's grunting out there?
She is throwing the
ball. 0-1 the count.
My hat's off to Grace Preston, I'll tell you that. She is bringing it.
No balls, one strike.
This cool day has helped her, really, really helped her.
Yeah, a lot of bouncing going on in that Rock Ridge dugout. Here's the 0-1. Change up. Just high, 1-1. Rockets have Kendall in left. The center fielder, Garrett. Irwin out and right. In at third is Drish. The shortstop is Thomas. At second is Riley. Redlinger at first. Bislin catching the 1-1 from Preston. The pitch. Oh, blue.
Where was that at?
In the bottom of the seventh with the state title on the line. It's never easy, Coach Cook. It's never easy when you're going for a state title 2-1 to Landis. Preston steps off the rubber. Now set to resume play. The 2-1 to their sophomore center fielder, Landis. The pitch. Swing and a fly ball down the line. Foul territory. Kendall over again. The fence stopped her from recording that out. Out of play. Two balls, two strikes. That's 12 in a row. Set down by... Or no, correction, that is 1, 2, 3, that is 9, now 10 in a row set down by Preston. But I tell you, she got three big outs after the first two reached the 8-9 hitters in the fourth. And then retired 1, 2, 3, the top of their order. Here's the 2-2 to Landis. With one out in the seventh, Rockets up 5-2. Here is the pitch. That's high, overthrew that, man.
She's throwing everything she's got right now, Jim.
Some adrenaline in East Peoria, Illinois. Three balls, two strikes. Steps off the rubber again. Kicks the dirt around. Here's the 3-2 from Preston to Landis. The pitch. High. Ball four. That's not the tying run at the plate because of that homer by Preston.
Right.
Got a little wiggle room here, right?
Right.
One out. Here's Dobson, who struck out with runners at second and third and two out in the fourth, reached on a walk, singled and scored a run in the first. Bislin wants to talk things over with Preston. See that Rocket coaching staff. They're leaning up against the dugout fence. All those players standing along the fence, the Rocket reserves. So here's Dobson batting with one out, one on. Bottom of the seventh, Rocket's up 5-2. You're listening to state championship coverage on 102.3 FM, WRMJ Aledo and WRMJ.com. There's a ball down low, 1-0.
Come on, Grace.
Landis running at first. This is their three hitter. Again, their top five are legit hitters in their lineup. 1-0 the count. We're playing outs. Here's the 1-0. The pitch. Swinging a little chopper. That is a foul ball. One ball, one strike. And Drish alertly let that ball eke foul because that would have been a tough play at first. One ball, one strike.
She wouldn't have got her.
1-1 the count. So returning to the batter's box is Dobson, 6 homers this year. 54 RBI. Hits with that wide open stance from the right side up in the box. Here's the 1-1. The pitch from Preston. Swing and a liner. Caught by Thomas. Out at first. Double play on the leaping grab. It's a state championship double play for the Rockets in East Peoria, Illinois. What a way to end it. Thomas catches the liner and doubles up the runner at first. State title goes to the Rockets. They beat the Beecher Bobcats 5-2. The celebration is on. Our post-game coverage will begin right after this on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.